Let's face it, getting healthy sucks. And staying healthy? Yeah, good luck with that. Well, thankfully, there's a new book out there that actually makes wellness seem doable. It's called Pretty Sure You're Fine, the health and wellness guide for hypochondriacs, overthinkers, and worrywarts. It's out now from Chronicle Books. See, David Viena, the mastermind behind the best-selling parenting manual Calm the Fuck Down, he's now set his sights on the health and wellness industry. He's calling out all the fads, myths, and scams, and revealing the truth beyond the fear-mongering. Because let's face it, chances are, you're probably in better shape physically and mentally than you think. And plus, the next big idea club, named Pretty Sure You're Fine, a must-read. And those people are pretty smart. So whether you need reassurance that you're not a complete disaster or just a little extra motivation to keep going, grab a copy of Pretty Sure You're Fine. It's available now, wherever books are sold.
Ridiculous Danger presents Baron.
September 22nd, 1983, at 4:32 a.m., follow-up interview with Peter Summers regarding the alleged disappearance of Callum McDonough. Hello, Peter. I'm Detective Ron Tuttle. You let me know if you need anything. Water, coffee, a smoke.
Okay.
I want to go over the statement you gave.
Why?
For clarity. You said Callum McDonough was killed on your property?
Yes.
It says here you claim he was killed by a large animal?
Yeah.
Are you a hunting man, Mr. Summers?
No, I'm not.
Well, I am. And as I previously stated, I'm also a detective, specifically homicide. And in my capacity as a homicide detective who also hunts, I've seen a handful of animal attacks in my time, on and off the job. Hell, I saw my pal Hank Vernon get attacked by a mountain lion when we were on a hunting trip in Kentucky. He survived. He's got a limp that won't ever go away, and a story he wheels out every Saturday night at the Grange Hall. Now, one thing I can tell you for sure is, when an animal attacks a human, there's an awful mess left behind. Now, usually the animal pounces in a clearing or on a trail, and then drags the poor guy to some more protected location. So, naturally, there are blood trails, drag marks, tracks, and those all lead to where you would typically find remains. But what makes
It wasn't a mountain lion. It was bigger than a mountain lion.
So what then? A bear?
No, bigger than a bear.
Jesus, what attacked him? An elephant?
I don't...
Because the circus isn't in town this week.
I told the deputy...
How'd you hurt your arm, Peter?
An animal attacked me.
Uh-huh. And you also captured a rat, too? Dr. Watts says you brought in a rat.
Look, it wasn't a rat.
Not a rat. Okay. Sounds like you got a veritable zoo of biological mysteries out there on your property.
Fine, okay. If there are no drag marks or no tracks, why am I here?
Because of that. Right there. That blood on your shirt, that's not your blood. And while we don't have a body, we do have the fact that Mr. McDonough cannot be located. And we have your grandfather's recently fired shotgun and powder burns on your hands. It doesn't look good, Peter. I have to be honest. It does not look good.
I was trying to protect Callum.
From an elephant?
No, from... I knew you guys wouldn't believe me.
Tell me what happened outside the Bailey Street Diner last Saturday.
I don't want to talk
Fine.
About...
I'll tell you. Norma Lewis says you assaulted her, pushed her down.
I didn't...
Witnesses say she gave you some grief and you went outside. They say you waited for her for 30 minutes. They say you then screamed at her and shoved her to the pavement.
This has nothing to do with what happened to Callum.
Well, I think it does. Because Dr. Watts says you've been calling her office and threatening her.
They weren't threats.
Threats to Dr. Watts, shoving Mrs. Lewis, Mr. McDonough is missing, and there's someone else's blood on your shirt. Like I said, it doesn't look good.
Am I under arrest?
Not yet.
Then I'm leaving.
I worked your grandparents' case.
I know.
Takes a couple of sick minds to strip naked and walk into an inferno. Bad genes, you know? That stuff gets passed on. Like to your father? Like to you?
You don't know shit about my family, all right, Flatfoot? You want to arrest me, do it. Otherwise, get out of my way.
All right. All right. Stop by the front desk there on your way out.
What for?
Your grandparents' clothes and effects from the night they off themselves. They were collected as evidence, and we're done with it all. It's, interesting stuff. I'll see you soon, Peter.
Hey, Nat. New development here. I spoke with the detective who worked my grandparents' death. They had some items left at the scene, clothes, shoes, and keys, you know, that sort of stuff. I thought it had all gone up in the fire, but it seems they left it all neatly folded in a couple of piles nearby. So check this out. There was a cassette tape in the pocket of my grandpa's pants. It got a little warped from the heat, and the tape itself was melted in spots. You know, the cops said it was unplayable, but I guess they don't know how to splice ribbon like I do. So I've been cutting and taping all day. I stitched together the few, undamaged parts. I re-spooled it, and I put it in a new housing. So, okay, hang on. Okay, here we go.
Declined for years and just not getting the yield we need to maintain. In danger of losing the land and don't have much to offer. This is all we have. Need to keep the land, keep the bloodline that we've used before. We look to our ancestors and their practice to make progress, to move forward. You have to give up something. You have to offer that which you love. This was always part of the plan. Old ways for generations existed before time. Research leads me to believe two lifetimes means two lives. Your father, your grandmother, and I planned this. And Alice, well, your mother, she didn't see the potential, the possibility that lay before her. Be a witness to the coming dawn or not, and she chose not. Danger of disrupting everything we'd worked for generations. I told your dad she must not stand in the way. You know how those that leave the flock must be dealt with. Your goddamn mother threatened to destroy everything. Why he killed her. Why I had him kill her. When the police... He wasn't supposed to die, but... Cannot leave this land to those fucking vultures. Left with only one option. Sacrifices must be made. You cannot ask for gifts without giving in return. Our legacy, all of this is for you, Peter. Must be exact, must be precise. We bought this land. We knew it was consecrated ground. Back in the 1600s, a church used to stand on the ground where... To be safe, I've locked it shut. But Peter, if the ritual goes uncompleted, if the door in the barn remains open, I fear... Ritual cannot go unfinished. If we fail, if our sacrifice fails, it's up to you. The barn, you must close the... We love you, Pete.
I don't. Oh, this can't be real. This can't be real. This can't be real. This can't be real. something existed before time. That the things that attacked Callum, it wasn't any wild animal. And the barn, he said, close the barn door. No, he said the door in the barn. What does that even mean? The barn's locked tight. Or is it? I haven't checked it since... Still locked. Let's see if these bolt cutters can...
Jesus Christ! The door!
Baron is created by David Vienna and is a Ridiculous Danger production. For episode credits and more information, visit baronpodcast.com. Please don't forget to rate and review on your favorite podcast platform.